99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress. Persecuted,
but not forsaken. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. For once again, hallelujah, allowing us through this radio broadcast to come past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the sanctuary, past the holy place, all the way into the holies of holies, all the way into your presence, my Father. And what an awesome invitation. And for that, Father, we say thank you. Not only do we thank you for the invitation to come into your presence, but we take you up on that invitation. And here we are, Father. We come through the gates of thanksgiving. We say thank you. Thank you for the precious gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And thank you, Jesus Christ, for sending us back the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for the Son and the Holy Spirit, for you sent them both. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for delivering us. And thank you for providing for us, Father. For as we continue to seek first your kingdom, and your righteousness, and everything that we have need of is added to us on a daily basis. So we thank you for our daily bread, my Father. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us once again to come into the knowledge of death through revelation knowledge revealed by your Holy Spirit, to know who we are, where we come from, why we're here, the potential that we have on the inside of us, and where are we going to end up, Father, when it's all said and done? Where are we headed? And, Father, you are in this last day, in fact, in all days, you're revealing that to your people through the revelation knowledge that's given to us by your Holy Spirit. And for that, Father, we say thank you. So, Lord, here's our cup. Fill it up, Father. And quench this thirst in our soul. Bread of heaven, hallelujah. Feed us till we want no more. And as in always, my Father, we are careful to give you all of the credit, all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, hallelujah. What an awesome honor, like I said earlier in praying. What an awesome honor that the Father, our Father in heaven, would summon us into his very presence. Listen, if you tune into this radio broadcast, we said it again last week, and I think it bears repeating. If you tune into this radio broadcast, and that's God summoning you not into a radio broadcast or a Bible study or church service or gathering, it's God summoning you into his very presence. It's God giving you an invitation through this radio broadcast that you can come all the way into his presence. Can you imagine that? That you can come all the way behind the veil into the literal presence of the Most High God and eat from the King's table. Forgive me, East from the King's Table, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, hallelujah, in this album. To do what? Not to hear what man is saying. Not to hear what we are saying as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Thank God for that. That's the gift that he gave, man, for the perfection of the saints. For what purpose? So that we can all come to the unity of the faith, to a full stature of Christ. Until we all look just like Christ. Until we all are able, boy, I'm talking about, to stand before the throne of God without any sense of guilt and condemnation, and obtain mercy and find grace to help us every time we need it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But that's the God we serve. And he's clothed you with his righteousness so that you can come all the way into his very presence. You don't have to worry about condemnation. You don't have to be worried about being consumed by consuming fire because of any unrighteousness or unholiness that's in you, because you've been clothed with the righteousness of God. You need to know that. What? That you are as righteous as you are ever going to be. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians, he who knew no sins, chapter 5, God made him to be sin so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You know what else that scripture say? And all God asked, all Jesus asked us to do, he took our place. He bore our sins and our sorrows and our griefs in his body. And by his stripes he was healed. And he died for all our sins. And the only thing he asked from us is he took our place. And the only thing that he asked in of us is that he take, that we take his place. That we take off where he left off at. Where did he leave off at? Well, he left off as the reigning king, not as a suffering saint, not as man crucified on the Christ. Well, you know where he left off at? Know where he ended up at? At the right hand of the Father, far above all principalities and powers and dominions and mights, far above all devils, demons, all the strategies, all the attempts at everything they would use to come against us, to stop us, or to short circuit us from being all that God created us to do. I'm talking about Jesus Christ rose above all that power, all that authority. None of that power, none of that authority has no impact on his life. He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from the devil and rendered him powerless. The Bible says, in front of all his demon co-hosts, in front of all them, one third of the angels that fell with him, boy, he made a show of the devil in front of all of them. Hallelujah. But he did, he took the keys of hell, hell, and the grave. And then he rose from the dead. And then he stood on the bowels of the universe and said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth and even under the earth. Then he said something, now I give you all power. The Bible says in this last act, before he went up to heaven, he said he called the disciples and he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. And boy, he went on up to heaven. Everything that he was sent to this earth to do, boy, it was, man, completed in that last act. Well, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. That was his ultimate goal of coming to the earth. Not just to redeem our life from destruction. Not just, man, to die upon the cross for our sins. Not just to open blind eyes and unstop deaf ears and cause the lame to walk and the blind to see and the dumb to talk. And the dead to be raised to life again. Those are all good things that he did, but that wasn't his purpose. That wasn't his overall purpose for coming to this earth. His overall purpose for coming to this earth is so that you again be able to receive, boy, something that we lost in Genesis chapter 3, boy, the life of God on the inside of us, the Holy Spirit, all that God is, all. His life, his essence, everything that God has set up is in the person of the Holy Spirit. It's God himself. All of God. Hallelujah. And that's what Adam lost, man, in the garden, his disobedience. What? He lost the Holy Spirit. He lost that secret place. He lost the presence of the Lord. But he lost the ability for mankind to go into the presence of the Lord. Even when Adam and Eve got disobeyed God, more after the Holy Spirit left him, the next act was they got put out of the presence of the Lord. That's what the Garden of Eden is. That's what the Garden of Eden represents. That's what the Garden of Eden consists of, an environment and an atmosphere. that's conducive to the environment and atmosphere of the heaven where God lives in, where his throne is in. He planted a little carbon copy of that on the earth. And the Bible says, and there he placed a man in the literal presence of the Most High God, where he could walk and talk with God in the cool of the day. Boy, after Adam, man, disobeyed God, boy, that's what he lost. He lost, boy, the privilege of being in the presence of the Lord, and he lost the Holy Spirit. Hey, listen, that's what Jesus Christ came to this earth to do. To what? To cleanse us from all our unrighteousness, so that, boy, we can be restored back to our rightful place in God. And that's sons of the Most High God, offsprings of the Most High God, masterpieces, because we are a piece of the Master, made in the image and likeness of the Most High God, just like him in character and nature. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And boy, Jesus Christ come, boy, and restored all that back to us, cleansed us up from all our unrighteousness. And he was teaching something, he was saying something, he was speaking something. And all that we were doing, sometimes we're not careful, we get preoccupied with all that he was doing and all that he did at the expense of missing out on everything that he was saying. So there's a good thing to preach about all that he did. How he opened blind eyes and not stopped at the ears. How he died upon the cross for our sin. How he was risen from the dead and raised and seated at the right hand of the Most High God. All those are things that he did, and those are good things. But I say this all the time on this broadcast, boy, that's the devil's most successful tactic. That's going to be the devil's most successful tactic against you as a believer. And that is to preoccupy you with good things at the expense of forfeiting, boy, great things. So it don't mind you having church and good church and everything else. You don't mind you preaching all about Jesus and everything that he did. And that's a good message. That's a needed message. You got to preach that. As long as you don't preach what Jesus preached. Hallelujah. It's all right to preach about what he did and how he opened blind Martin Mayer's eyes and how he can open your eyes and how he can heal the sick and how he can do this and how he can do that and this and that and that and this and everything else. And those are good things, and he actually came. But boy, he said something, man, that was powerful. He said, listen, I give you power over all the powers of your enemies, and nothing shall by any means harm you. He said things like this. Don't be ignorant of Satan's devices, because if you don't, if you are, he can come take you captive at his will. He can have you operate like on a puppet string control. All he got to do is dangle a circumstance or a situation or a symptom in front of you, boy, and he'll make you act however he wants you to act. All he got to do is dangle a thought in your mind. And boy, he make you get all out of Christ, get all out of character, get all out of this and that, cuss each other out, say all manner of evil against one another and everything else. That's it, boy. All he got to do is just dangle a circumstance. Any little circumstance, boy, that'll stir up your emotion, that'll get you on the, that'll rub you on the wrong side, boy, and he'll make you act however he wants you to act. Why? Because you're ignorant of his devices. Hallelujah. God said this, boy, my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because they don't know what's really going on. They know what, man, you know, that I sent Jesus and Jesus died up on the cross for their sin, but they don't know why. They know what a lot of things is, but they don't know why a lot of things are. And that's the devil's most successful tactic against us, to keep us from finding out who we are, where we come from. And here's the most important one, number three, purpose. Why are we here? He don't ever want you to find out, boy, what you can do, the potential that you have on the inside of you. And he sure don't want you to find out, boy, what your destination is. So he'll preoccupy you with good things. But the majority of the church believe that their destination, man, is to go and spend eternity in heaven with God. And, man, that's a good thing, but that's not in your best interest. That ain't no bad thing. That's a good thing. But you know what's a great thing? For you to get back to God's original intent. And what was that? That, boy, you experienced, you live in heaven on earth. What? That you live in heaven on earth forever and ever and ever. That's what God did. That's what God started. That's what God begun. That's why he planted that garden and placed mankind near. Why? In that place. What's that place? That's heaven on earth. That's what the Garden of Eden represents, heaven on earth. And there, the Bible says, and there he placed a man. Where? In heaven on earth. And from that place, he told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply and subdue and replenish the earth. We're from that place. What was that place? Heaven on earth. Hallelujah. What they lost when they obeyed God? Heaven on earth. The presence of the Most High God. And the most important thing, the connection between God and man and between heaven and earth. What's that connection? That's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Say it again, brother. That's the Holy Spirit. And listen, when you receive Jesus Christ into your life, and boy, you receive the Holy Spirit, man, you receive all of the power of God. Can you imagine that? All of the power of God residing in your spirit, in your body, on this earth. For the Holy Spirit in you, the power of God in you, the ability of God in you. That's why Jesus said you can do all things. The Bible is written, we can do all things. How? Through Christ who strengthens us. We can do what? We can do all things. What do you mean all things? All things that God said we can do. We can live abundantly. We can live, man, free from the slavery of Satan himself. We can live above sin and death. We can live above all the principalities and powers and rule of darkness and everything they throw at us. We can live above all of that. Why? Because we have been raised and made to sit with Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. Far above all our principalities and powers and dominions and rules and darkness and all the devil and all this demon co-hosts. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. I don't know the Bible too much in chapter and verse. I can find whatever I'm looking for in chapter and verse. But, man, I don't read the Bible, man, to find out what's in the Bible. I read it and to know where it's at in the Bible. I read the Bible to get that light that's in the Word, that's in the Bible, out of the Bible and into my spirit, into my heart, into my mind, into my soul, into my emotions, into my attitude, into my thinking, into my life, in me. That's the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Not the scripture in culture, the scripture that's in the Bible, in the book, in the chapter, in the verse. As long as it's in the Bible, it ain't going to do us no good. We got to get it out the Bible and get it on the inside of us. That's the hope of glory. What? Christ in you. The Word in you. The Bible say, boy, I'm talking about the Word became flesh. That's in John chapter 1. See, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in him, who? The Word was life. What kind of life is that? I'm not talking about natural life or human life. I'm talking about Zoe, Z-O-E. What is that? That's the God kind of life. That's life the way God lives and life the way God originally intended for you and I to live. And how did he originally intend for you and I to live? He made us in his image and his likeness. He formed a body from the earth for us to live in, brought us down from heaven where we originated at, and put us in a body here on the earth. And told us to dominate this place called Earth. Well, to you, that's your kingdom, he said. The heavens and the highest heaven, he said, belong to me. But the earth, that's your territory. That's your kingdom. And here's your mandate. Here's your assignment. But be fruitful, multiply, subdue, and replenish the earth. Literally what he's saying there, make the whole earth just like this little Garden of Eden. For what purpose? So that God's overall purpose might be accomplished. And what's that? That it be in our lives here on earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. I tell you, you've been praying that all your life. What, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. A lot of people don't even know what that means, hallowed be thy name. That means giving praise and glory and honor and adoration because he's worthy of it. Glory to God. And then he say, as you do that, boy, let me tell you something. Then you start making your request. And your request is, man, Lord, give me a job. I need a job. Lord, I need something to eat. I need food. I need this. He said, your heavenly Father know that you have need of all these things. You don't have to worry about that. But he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. What's the first request is in the prayer? What's the first petition? Lord, let your kingdom come. Lord, let your kingdom come. Where? In our lives here on earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. Let your will be done. How? Where? In our lives here on earth. How? In our lives here on earth. When? Now. And give us on a daily basis everything that we have need of, our daily bread, to help you accomplish that in our lives and in the lives of others. That's prayer. That's what you've been praying all your life. Lord, let your kingdom come in my life, and let your will be done in my life. Here on earth. Not in him. Here on earth. Just as it is in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You praying that, or are you asking God, man, to come quickly and take it on home so that we can be in heaven, thinking that we're going to be there forever and ever and ever in that secret place of the Most High God? Mm. Well, the secret place of the Most High God is heaven on earth. There's a heaven where he lives at, and that's where his domain is, and that's where his throne is. But it's not, like I said earlier, it's not in our best interest, man, to spend eternity there. Why? Because we can't fulfill God's purpose for our lives. In heaven, the only thing you can be is a prince or a princess. Why? Because there ain't got but one king in heaven. God is the king of glory. Hallelujah. He's the king of that territory. And if you're in that territory, then you can never be a king. You can never be a ruler. All you can be is a prince or a princess. Only way you can be a king is God provide another territory for you to rule over. Because he ain't never going to die. Only way a king in the natural can become, a prince can become a king is if the king dies. Then he automatically, man, take the place, man, of rulership and authority. Hallelujah. But boy, in the kingdom of heaven, boy, our king, he ain't never going to die. So he can't be no king up there in heaven. But you can be a king here in the territory that he gave you. Right? You can rule and reign over every demon and devil and circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronts your life here on earth. You can. And the devil don't only ever want, listen, not only do he don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of that, but he don't ever want you to find out, man, how to operate in that authority and power and dominion that he gave us. Listen, boy, God said some powerful things in Genesis 1 and 2. He said, let them have dominion. That's kingship. That's authority. That's power. That's control and influence over a territory that he gave us, the earth. That's your domain, he said. You rule and you reign over it. Don't let circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, dictate to you. Don't let the bigly element of this world system that the devil set up on his earth, man, dictate to you. You flip the script, man, and begin to dictate to it. Instead of, boy, limitation, how you do that, brother? Hey, how you do that, brother Arthur? You do that with words, just like Jesus did. Every time the devil come, man, and try to trap him up, man, you know by him when he was in the wilderness tempted of the devil. Bible says every time the devil come out of his repertoire, man, with some boy, Jesus came out of his mouth, boy, and say, it is written. And, boy, he spoke the word of God over every circumstance, every situation, every symptom that the enemy throwed at him, all he did was spoke the word of God. How do kings reign? With their words. Their word is law. What the king say, that will go. Hallelujah. Not what the devil say, what the king say. The devil ain't no king. He a fallen angel. He an unemployed cherub. That lost all his authority and power and dominion. He don't have no more control, and Jesus took that from him. He don't have no right, man, to keep us bound and whatever we might be bound to. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has sent me to set the captives free, to open blind eyes so they can see, man, that they're free, to unstop deaf ears so that they can hear that good news, that they're free, to raise them from the dead, man, those who are locked dead in trespassing and sin. And let them know that this is the year of Jubilee. All your debts canceled. All your sins paid in full. That's the love of God for you. Boy. He paid the penalty for your sins so that you could become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. What are you talking about? I'm talking about all that God done for you. For what purpose? So that you might come to the knowledge of who you really are and where you really come from and why you really here and what you really can do and where you really going to end up at. You know where you're going to end up at? In heaven on earth. That's where it started at. It originated in heaven, man, and then God brought it down to the earth. That's where it started at. Hallelujah. Know where it's going to end up at? Yeah. According to God's intent and plan and purpose and desire and will for our life. And what was that again? That it be in our lives here on earth. Just like it is in heaven. And boy, my prayer that, boy, as we come to the knowledge of death, not only come to the knowledge of death, but learn how to walk in the reality of that. And you know how that's done? By applying what, hallelujah, the word of God to our lives. By decreeing it and declaring it and applying it to our everyday walk. Line up on line, precept upon precept. Little by little by little by little. Hallelujah. Until we come to the fullness of a stature of Christ. Until we look just like Jesus. Until we talk like him, walk like him, live like him, be like him. Thereby bringing glory to our God. Bringing manifestation to the fullness of God, to the character of God, to the nature of God, to the likeness of God, to the life of God. Bringing, manifesting God in the earth. So that, man, when the people see us, man, they don't see Christians. They don't see the Christians of the Christ. They see the Christ of the Christians. They say, Lord, I'm going to say that again. They get to the point where they don't see Christians more. They see the Christ of the Christians. They see Christ in us. I'm going to say it again. They see Christ in us. That's the hope of God. How we let that kind of light shine in us, boy? Hey, the entrance of his word bringeth illumination, bring light. The entrance of his word into our hearts, into our spirit, when we receive his word, when we, man, apply his word, when we believe it and apply it and act on it and see it and place it in our possession, all those things, and then lovingly act on it, but apply it to your life. If he say, boy, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, then it don't matter what the body say. You just maintain that confession of faith. He say, well, you want me to doubt me and my sickness and disease? No, I ain't you to doubt nothing. I'm asking you to trust God's word and believe God's word, man. That's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you, man, to believe God, to trust God. Because let me tell you something. If there's anybody we ought to be able to believe, man, it ought to be Almighty God. He's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he's going to bring that to pass. He can't alter the word that had gone forth out of his mouth. It cannot return to him void. It got to accomplish what he sent it to accomplish. His counsel is going to stand. Hallelujah. And boy, when I came to the knowledge of that more, I just started, man, filling myself up, man, with his counsel. Why? Because that's what's going to stand. That word is eternal. So I got it, like I said earlier, man. So I started getting it off the pages and the chapters and the verses in the Bible, and I started putting it inside my heart. So if you ask me, what that scripture at all, man, you know that, by strife we are here, that's in my heart. I can tell you where it's at in the Bible. You can ask me some scripture, man, that what I said in the Bible where it say it is, I'll tell you, bro, man, I can't tell you exactly what that says, but I know exactly how to find it. I can find it in a few seconds. All I gotta do is Google and say, hey, Google, where in the Bible does it say, boy, by the stripes of Jesus we healed? It comes right up on your computer. You can ask anything. You can find any scripture in the Bible within a second. If you think of the scripture, man, you ain't got to know it all. All you got to do is say, Google, where is it at in the Bible that says, man, I'm a king and a priest? And boy, it'll take you right to the scripture. It'll pull up the scripture right in front of you. That's in Revelation chapter 5. Boy, because of what God has done for us, we have been made unto our God, kings and priests. And watch this here. And we shall reign on the earth. What? For hell. Hallelujah. I didn't say you weren't going to go to heaven. I said you're going to come back from heaven. Because where it ended up in Revelation chapter 21. Behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven. Boy, what I like about what he said there, boy, he said, and the dwelling place of God was with the sons of man. Boy, God's not trying to get us to come up to heaven and live with him. God wants to come down here to the earth and live, man, with us in heaven on earth. He want to live with us, but he want to live with us, man, in our hearts and in our spirit and the territory that he gave us, what? Heaven on earth. When it's all said and done, that's what it's going to be, boy. They're going to be a big old colony of heaven. It's the same thing that's going on in heaven. It's the same thing that's going on, going to be going on in the earth. Listen, that's his counsel. And his counsel is going to sustain. That's what he said, boy, in Isaiah chapter 46. Say, fix this in your heart. I'm God. And that's nothing like me. I declare the end from the beginning. If I'm making time, the things that are to come. And boy, my counsel is going to stand. In other words, boy, you say, I'm going to hang out what I say. They're going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. I don't care what the devil done. I don't care what man done. I don't care what Adam done. I don't care what you done. I don't care what I done. It don't matter what nobody done. Boy, the word of the Lord shall abide forever. That's the most powerful force in the universe. It got a lot of powerful forces in the universe, but that's the most powerful force in the universe. What's that? The word of the Most High God. Hello. Boy, I grabbed the hold of that thing, man. I'm telling my boy, I didn't take it for granted. I didn't take it as just some scripture in the Bible or nothing like that. That's the spoken word of God. That's what God said. So I started reading this Bible, boy, to see what God said. You know, I did like Jesus did, boy. I found a scripture early in my life, man. You know what I read? And it says in Luke chapter 4, verse 18 or something like that. I don't know, like I said, I don't know the chapter and verse. I can find it. But you know the scripture. The Bible said, boy, amen, and they gave him the scripture, boy. They say, come on, brother Jesus, read the scripture to us. And he said, hand me the book of Isaiah, if you please. And boy, they handed him the scroll of Isaiah, and he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You know that scripture, Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. What he did, he found the scripture where it was written of him. He found in the word, the scriptures and everything else, what was written about him. And he started declaring that, man. And boy, after he finished declaring, man, the scripture about him, then he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ear. So I started doing the same thing. I started looking in this Bible to see, man, where the scripture said about me. I started reading this Bible, boy, to find out, man, what God, what the word said about me. I ain't talking about what the word said about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the Old Testament characters and everything else. I started looking in there, boy, to find out what he said about me. And boy, I found out something what he said about you. And you, talking about me and you, who are dead in trespasses and sin, has he raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all your principalities and powers and dominion. I found out in Playboy and say, and you, hallelujah, has he saved, boy, through grace. And that's not of yourself, through faith and grace, and that's not of yourself, it's a gift from God. I find out in the scripture, boy, where he say, boy, come you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance, all of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. I find all the scriptures in there, boy, where he was talking about me. And you, like I said earlier, who are dead in trespasses and sin, has he raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus. Hello. And you are no longer servants, but sons of God. And if sons of God, then heirs of God. Hallelujah. And joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Who? You. It's a you are no longer servants, but sons. See, in religion, man, you are a servant of the Lord. In the kingdom, well, you ain't no servant of the Lord. You're a son of the Most High God. That says the Lord. You ain't no servant. You're a king. You're a ruler. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you, God created his image and likeness. I find a place where it was written by me. And you, has he redeemed from the curse of the law? All them things, boy, I found out about by me. But God who redeemed my soul from the powers of the grave. Hallelujah. Who? Me. Boy, you got to do the same thing. You got to find out, boy, what God said about you. And when you find out what God said about you, baby, you can take that to the bank of heaven and you can cash that, man. You might not be able to cash that in the natural bank down here, but you can take that to the eternal bank that's in heaven. And I guarantee you, boy, there ain't no insufficient funds in there. I guarantee you that. I found a scripture in the Bible where it says, Lord, have mercy on me according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. And against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. But behold, Lord, it was me that was shapen in iniquity and in sin, that my mother conceived me. Behold, thou desired truth in the inward parts. So Lord, woe is me. Hallelujah. It's me, O Lord, not my brother or my sister. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need. A prayer, hallelujah. So hide not your thy face from my sins and blot out all my transgressions and create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirits in me. Then I will be able to teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you. I told you I found the places in the Bible where it's written about me. And there's a whole bunch of scriptures that's written about me in here. And boy, I just grabbed a hold of them, man, and seized them and placed them in my possession. I received them. The Bible says, as many as received him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. What? As many as received him. Received who? The word. What word? The word that Jesus spoke. That's what the devil been hiding from the church. He ain't been hiding, man, what Jesus did and how he opened blind eyes and how he was crucified and buried and raised and how he died for our sin. He ain't trying to stop you from hearing that. In fact, he's trying to preoccupy you with just hearing only that. As long as you don't never find out, boy, what Jesus Christ preached. Glory to God. Thank God for everything that he did and everything else. But, boy, that's something more powerful than everything that he did, man, on the face of this earth that we talk about, man, in our Christian church, boy. And that's what he said. And that's what's been hidden, man, in the graveyard of religion. What he said. What he said, man. Repent. Who? Talking about you and me. What? Change your whole way of thinking. Because you've been born in sin and shaped in iniquity and born to think, man, according to the dictates of this beggarly elements of this world. So, man, repent. Be prepared to change your whole philosophy, your whole way of thinking. Why? Because all of the kingdom of heaven has arrived. The Garden of Eden that Adam left, man, Adam got put out of has arrived. The Holy Spirit, man, that Adam lost, man, in the garden has arrived. That Garden of Eden that Adam was put out more than just chapter 3 has arrived once again. And baby, you got to change your whole way of thinking, boy, to live in this new arrangement, this new kingdom. Yet not new, boy, but the original one. Come to bring, boy, God's original intent and plan and purpose and desire for your life. I come to bring that back to you. That's what I came with. I came with a government on my shoulder, not a religion. I came with the ruling authority, the government of heaven. Can you imagine that? Not the government of this earth and human government. I'm talking about heavenly government. I come to bring back, boy, the government of heaven back to mankind. So that mankind can not only be governed, man, by man and human government, but now can be governed, man, by the Holy Spirit and the Most High God, and producing the culture of, boy, I'm talking about heaven on this earth. Good God Almighty. He ain't come in to so that we can have a good church. He come in to make us and create us as his called out ones, as his ambassadors, as his men and women of the Most High God. For what purpose? So that he can establish us in the earth, boy, and through us, man, produce, man, the culture of heaven on earth. Not have church and have good services and Bible studies and choir meetings and usher meetings and all those things are good, but, man, let me tell you something, all those are means to an end. What's the end? That you reign in life like Jesus did over all your circumstances, over all your situations, over all your symptoms. Come what may. But you take the word of God, man, and you apply that to your life. I ain't talking about performing no religious rituals and ceremonies and traditions. I'm talking about, boy, acting on the word of God. I'm talking about applying the word of God to your life. I ain't talking about having church. I say it again. I ain't talking about having no church. I'm talking about being the church, glory to God. We've been preoccupied with having church. And, man, I'm talking about that ain't no bad thing. That's a good thing. But, boy, it's a better and a greater thing, man, to be the church. Glory to God. To be them called out ones, man, that are going to the highways and byways and compel the lost and dying, man, to come in. Who would be like Jesus told Peter, boy, listen, Peter, you catching fish, man, but let me tell you something. You hang out with me, and I'm going to make you a fisherman of men. I'm going to show you how to win souls to the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. That's what it's all about. I say it again. That's what it's all about. Winning souls. What? To my church and to my denomination, man? No. No, winning souls to the kingdom of God. winning souls to what God is doing, not what my church is doing, not what my denomination is doing, not what the Pope is doing, not what man the world is doing, not what the politicians are doing, not what the social media is doing and all that. Man, now I come to win y'all souls back to what God is doing. Glory to God. What God is doing, he creating us in his own image. He's renewing the right spirit on the inside of us and creating us, man, clean hearts and renewing the right spirit on the inside of us. He's redeeming our life from destruction and crowning us with love and kindness and tender mercy so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. What he doing, Arthur Boy? He's reestablishing, boy, his original plan and purpose for mankind and creating mankind in the earth and for bringing mankind down to the earth, boy. He coming, man. Somebody say, what did he say? I say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me, boy, to preach this good news to you and let you know, boy, I'm talking about everything that you lost in Adam has been restored back to you. What you lost in Adam? You lost your sovereignty, your dominion, your royal power, your righteousness, your peace, and your joy in the Holy Ghost. You lost your authority. You lost your kingship. You lost the presence of the Most High God. You lost the privilege of dwelling in the presence of the Most High God. You lost the Holy Spirit, the connection between God and man and heaven and earth, boy. You, everything that you lost in Adam and disobedience, boy, I'm talking about has been restored back to you in Jesus Christ's obedience. By one man's sin, death came upon the whole human race. Who was that one man? Adam. Who? One man. One man cost the whole human world, man, that we know of, man, as we know it, boy, to be born in sin and shaped in iniquity, lost and separated from God, who, and without the Holy Spirit, and without help, and without hope, but God. That's one man disobedient, like I told you, but God counsel going to stand. But God, in spite of all mankind disobedient, in spite of all our faults and mistakes, looked past all of that, boy, and saw our need. What was our need? The boy to continually be loved. They love. And the fact, love to the degree that while we were yet in our sins, he hung dead and died. He showed us love for us that while we were yet in our sins. Hallelujah. He saved us. He didn't try to get us to save ourselves. He saved us while we were yet in our sins. That means, boy, even though it still got sin in our life, boy, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Well, the Bible says the penalty for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Where the eternal life is? It's in Noah, his son. Who is his son? That's the word of the Most High God. The Bible says in John chapter 1, born the word became flesh and dwelt among men. And we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father. Look what he was full of, grace and truth. The Bible says of his fullness, have we all received grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. Then it say, and the word became flesh, that's Jesus, and dwelt among us. For what purpose, boy? To, boy, come in and redeem our life from destruction and restore back to us everything that we lost in there. Good God in mind. Say it again, brother. To redeem our life from the destruction that Adam sold us into, hallelujah, by his disobedience, and to not only redeem our life or to save us from that, but to restore us back to our original place, boy, in God. What was that, boy? Created in God's image, ruling and reigning on the earth, walking into the garden in the cool of the day, unbroken fellowship, being able to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God forever. Being able to come to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us, boy, in our time of need. How long, Arthur? Forever. I tell it again, to be redeemed from the curse of the law. Glory to God. Thanks be unto God, boy, who has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Again, I quote to you, so that, boy, so that the righteousness of God might be men given unto us. Let me tell you something. That's a gift from God. Everything is a gift from God. That's the love of God. The salvation is a gift from God. Eternal life is a gift from God. Everlasting life, that's a gift from God. Grace and mercy and peace, all that's gifts from God. Righteousness, that's a gift from God. Eternal life, that's a gift from God. The Bible says in Romans, Even so, administer one to another. First, it was the gift men of the Holy Ghost, the gift of Jesus Christ, the gift of world life that's in Christ Jesus, the gift of righteousness. Even so, administer that same thing one to another. In other words, boy, hey, receive your gift, man, and distribute it, boy, to every man, every woman, and every boy in your circle of influence. And let the world know, your world know, and everybody that's in their circle of influence, let them know. Let them know, boy, that God was in his son, Jesus Christ, reconciling the world back unto himself, not imputing our trespasses against us. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? Cut out our bus. Well, let me tell you something. In these last days, you can tell these last days, because the Bible say, boy, hey, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end gonna come. The end ain't gonna come, man. We have all the calamities that are going on from the earth, and hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes and wars and rumors of wars and all these things, man, that be happening on the earth, man. Preachers beginning to preach. Oh, it's last day, man. Boy, let me tell you something. Hey, listen, quit lying to the people. The Bible doesn't say he's coming soon. The Bible says when all those things happen, you need to read the Bible instead of, man, putting your faith in the wisdom of a man. The Bible says, boy, in Matthew 24, when you see all these things happening on the earth, the end is this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end gonna come. There ain't no condition or calamity that's going to cause no end to come, boy. It's a word that's going to bring forth the end. Not nothing coming up on the earth. Not the disasters and wars and rumors of wars and kingdom against kingdom. Man, that ain't going to bring no end. The Bible says the end is not yet. Man, preaching, man, it's the end when you see all them things coming up on the earth. That ain't what Jesus said. He said the end is not yet. But when you come to the knowledge, boy, of the kingdom of God, when that message is preached in all the world, what's the gospel of the kingdom? It's all of the kingdom of heaven. Everything that you lost in the animal, man, restored back to you. All your sovereignty, all your dominion, all your power, all your might, all your potential, restored back to you. You got power to open blind eyes and not stop deaf ears and raise the dead and cause the lame to walk and the dumb to talk. Residing on the inside of you. You can bring salvation, man, to your circle of influence, boy. You can tell, boy, people, man, about the goodness of the Lord, man. You can go preach the gospel of the kingdom. In fact, that's what Jesus Christ told him to do. He gave the disciples a little taste of it, boy. He sent them out in Matthew 10, 2x2. And he told them this here. Watch out how he said that. He said, go preach this message. He even specified what they were to preach. Why? Because he knows where we got our own messages. And then listen, our own messages are good messages. But nevertheless, man, it's the counsel of the Lord that's going to stand. Jesus Christ said, go preach this message. What? The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and cast out devils and heal the sick. He didn't go tell them to preach about him. And when they followed the simple instruction, what? They didn't go tell people all about Jesus. They went and preached the kingdom of God like Jesus instructed them to. And as a result of them preaching the kingdom of God, they cast out devils and healed the sick. And they came back rejoicing, saying, all the demons are subject to us. Why? But they're scared of that mess. You don't ever want the church to come to the knowledge of that message and the church to start preaching that message. Because he know, boy, when the church started preaching that message, man, universal, then the end going to come. He know what's going to happen in the end. The devil, the false prophet, the Antichrist, all his demon co-hosts, and all those that choose to follow him, cast into the lake of fire, never again able to, boy, influence anybody or anything that's upon his earth. That's his end. When he eternally, man, separated from God and God's people. Him and all his demon co-hosts. That's the end. That's the end for him. And when the end for him going to come? When this gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world as a testimony, then the end shall come. Glory to God. That's what the Bible says. I don't know what the preachers say and what the church say and what religion say and what the Muslims say and what the, I know what they say, but I know what they ain't saying yet. Hallelujah. They ain't preaching the kingdom of God because they don't know the kingdom of God. That's why it's important for you and I, man, as we grow in the knowledge of that, as you receive the gift, you got to receive this. It's a gift from God. Listen, boy, salvation is a gift from God. For by grace are we saved, through faith. And that's not of yourself, Ephesians chapter 2. It's a gift from God. What is a gift from God? The penalty for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. The righteousness of God, that's in Romans chapter 5, that's a gift from God. All those are gifts from God. You open up all your gifts that you got for Christmas, man, a month ago, man, you know, you listen, you didn't leave none of them gifts on the tree, but you left the most important gifts on the tree. You didn't leave the gift, man, that your mom and your daddy, your brother, your sister, a family, friend, a loved one left you. You opened up all them gifts. But I'm wondering, man, did you open up the gift that your Father in heaven, man, left for you and has been leaving for you, man, every holiday that you celebrate, man, the birth of Jesus Christ? But those eternal gifts, but the gift of life, the gift of righteousness, the gift of salvation, the gift of grace, the gift of faith, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Did you get those gifts from under the tree and open those gifts up? In the fulfillment of life, when you're living and operating in man, you're possessing and operating in those gifts. The gifts, man, of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Most High God. The gifts that God sent us. Then you go back to the Christmas tree, man, in heaven. I ain't talking about the Christmas tree because you didn't put them down. But I'm talking about that Christmas tree that's in heaven, man. And you get all your gifts. They for you. They free. And you open up them gifts, man. And let me say this in closing. You make sure, man, that you don't just open up them gifts. But, man, you give, just like you give your children and your loved ones, man, gifts and everything else, you give those gifts, man, to your children, to your loved ones, and to your family, and to your friends. So that they, too, may have everlasting life. So that they, too, might be saved by grace. So that they, too, will not end up in a devil's hell. So that they, too, may receive the abundance of God's grace and the gift of righteousness. So that they too might have everlasting life in the kingdom of heaven already, forever and ever and ever. Listen, don't just open up your gift, but make sure that you administer the same one to another. But those gifts, we give our children gifts, our loved ones gifts, our spouses gifts, our family members and friends gifts, man, but don't forget to give those gifts too. You got to receive the gift and then you got to give it too. You got to share it too. You got to receive your salvation. You got to help others receive their salvation, too. You got to receive your gift of righteousness and help everybody else come to the knowledge that they are as righteous as they ever going to be, too. You got to receive your gift of holiness and let the people know, man, and distribute that one to another. Let everybody else know that, boy, we are as holy as we ever going to be. But how what do we call Mama start talking? Somebody say, what do you say? I say in the book of Ephesians, man, chapter 1. He said he chose us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame. Covered in his love. Well, that's what he chose. When, before the foundation of the world, before it was a yid or a day or when or where, before Adam even came on the scene, before Adam even disobeyed God, what he chose that we should be holy, just like him, and without blame, just like him, and covered in his love, just like him. When he chose that, before the foundation of the world, what he chose, that you should be holy. What's holy? Pure in character and in nature, pure in integrity, just like God. Same character, same nature. He chose that before the foundation of the world, that we would be just like him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Well, what a mighty God we serve. And boy, it's time for us to come to the knowledge of that and begin to, man, start operating in that. Instead of just having good church and stirring up each other's emotions and having that good feeling, man, on a Sunday when you hear the good word that stirred up your emotions, especially if the preacher can harm a little bit, can really, man, get down with it. I don't know how they say it these days, what word they use for it, boy. All I know, I hear them say, boy, preach your old preach today. Huh? I'm talking about, man, can really stir up your emotions. Hey, listen, that ain't no bad thing. That's a good thing. But I ain't talking about no good thing. I ain't talking about your emotions being stirred up. I'm talking about you being built up. The Bible says this in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Now, brethren, as I close, I place you under the ministry of God's grace. Watch this. Which is able to build you up and give you your inheritance. Give you your inheritance among those who are sanctified. What's your inheritance? Matthew 25. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance, all of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you, the nations of the world. Glory to God. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Boy, that's what our message is, man. That's what my message is to you. Every time I come on this radio broadcast, come, all of you under the sound of my voice, and let's go all the way into the presence of the Most High God, so we can just eat from the King's table and allow God to speak his word into our lives, into our spirit, into our heart. You know, whenever you see the word heart in the Bible, it's talking about your mind and your consciousness and your subconsciousness. Hallelujah. Not the thing that pump in your chest. It's talking about in your mind. That's a part of your soul, your mind, your will, your emotion, your attitude. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what I said earlier, boy. I don't know the Bible chapter, but I can quote all kinds of scriptures, man, especially when the Holy Spirit come up on me. Like every time I come up on this radio. You know, then like Jesus said, Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. Well, I used to prepare for this and everything else and write things down, boy. And then when I come up on here, boy, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost taking over me and all the things I had wrote down and studied and had prepared to say, man, I'm talking about the day when he come out. Then I came to discover, boy, that was for my learning. Hallelujah. To get the word out the scripture, out the book, out the Bible, out the chapter, out the verse, and get it on the inside of me. And then, boy, the Holy Ghost would do what he sent to do. He would know how to. It was a long time ago, boy, as far as ministry was concerned. He said, you be faithful to put the word on the inside of you, and boy, by my spirit, I'll be faithful to bring it out of you. So you won't even have to take no thought for when you get up to minister or to speak or nothing like that. Hey, from the abundance of the heart, your mouth will speak. And a man from the good treasure of his heart will bring forth good things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I don't even take no thought. But when it's been time for me to come up on here, I prepare a little bit, man. But I prepare in prayer and just acknowledging God and thanking him and honoring him and hallowed be his name and giving glory to the Holy Spirit. And boy, when that 12 o'clock hour come, yeah, Lord, all I do is just open my mouth, boy, just start flowing. Hallelujah. That's why I know it's the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. That do it the work. It's God that do it the work in and through me. Hey, listen, y'all. My time is about up on this radio broadcast today. And boy, what God wants us to know is that he loves us so. And that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And that whatever you have need of in your life here on this earth, your God is a daily present help in your time of trouble and in your time of need. All you got to do is call upon the name of the Lord. For the Bible said this here, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, it didn't say might be, could be, may be. It says shall be saved. Hallelujah. And all you got to do is believe in your heart and confess it with your mouth. If you ask God to save you, you think he'll say no? If you ask God, boy, to lead you into the kingdom of God and show you all about the kingdom of God, and if you want to seek first the kingdom of God in your life, you think he won't answer there and show you that? That might be something you never prayed for, or the kingdom of God to come in your life and the will of God to become in your life and the understanding. You mentioned it in what you call a large prayer, but that's really a seminar. But I'm talking about really, man, open up your heart and invited Jesus Christ into your life to show you the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything that you need. Listen, my wife, Gail, and I, my family, my children, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. We just have one desire, that you come to the knowledge of God's will and God's kingdom for your life. Listen, if we could be a further help to you and we could be of any help to you, pray out anything, you can contact us as area code 713-870-3776. Again, our contact phone number for prayer, encouragement, or exalting you in the word of God, you can reach us at area code 713-870-3776. That's Kingdom Life Fellowship, World Outreach Ministry, Austin Gale, LaVey. We love you with the love of the Lord, and we look forward to talking to you again next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaVey. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact